The Rise and Rise of Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. Commentary. There is much to learn about the way the world works today by watching the confirmation vote on Trump's pick of Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., to head the Department of Health and Human Services. In so many ways, this is a remarkable development with a dramatic story arc, one that speaks presciently to events over the last 5 years and where they stand in public consciousness. In November 2021, a major book blasted onto the scene that hardly anyone had expected. It was The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. The author had already emerged as the world's leading critic of the policy response to COVID, which included locking down societies across the globe to prepare the population for a shot that was already on record as failing to protect against both infection and transmission. This book was not just a criticism of the way the nation's leading infectious disease doctor had been the dominant voice for shutdowns, closures, distancing, and masking. It dug through the deep history of the U.S. bioweapons program to highlight the role of dangerous research with a military angle. Fauci was not merely the guy telling you how to stay well. He had become a powerful figure in the bioweapons industry, which had a deep relationship with pharmaceutical companies. The book was beyond mind-blowing, and its many hundreds of footnotes provide an incredible documentary source for readers to check. I dug through them to discover features of the pandemic response I never knew existed. The depth of research here was simply astounding. As the book became a bestseller, Amazon itself faced pressure to censor it. It acquiesced for a time simply because the powers that be were so awesome and aggressive. Still, the book made inroads in any case. At that time, the political constellation in the country was shifting wildly, and no one knew where it would wind up. The Biden administration had doubled down on coercive pandemic policies and added vaccine and mask mandates while issuing wild warnings of mass death for noncompliance. Resistance on the right and left were growing, but no one knew for sure where all of this would end up. As Trump clinched the Republican nomination, there was a brief moment when it seemed that the Democrats would be open to replacing Biden on the ticket. A lifelong Democrat and the inheritor of the mantles of both his father and uncle, RFK, Jr., seemed like an obvious choice to take the nomination in an open primary. He started an ad campaign that revived his uncle's early efforts. But there would be no primary, thus forcing him into an independent bid for the presidency. Third-party attempts in the United States always run into the same problem that the whole system is geared toward two parties, and voting logic usually ends up reinforcing that as well. As that reality gradually dawned on Kennedy, there was a growing sense within the large movement that backed him that he needed another option. As events unfolded, Trump was subjected to a close assassination attempt on July 13, 2024. That was the moment when the two camps came together. After several days of talking, there was a sudden realization on both sides that they were fighting the same corporatist enemies from two different fronts, one focused on immigration and trade and the other focused on food and pharma power. There was general agreement that many things in America needed to change. The sudden emergence of the unity effort of Trump and Kennedy together disoriented both sides, simply because the coalition brought together factions that had long seemed opposed. Kennedy was a longtime environmental lawyer, and Trump generally an anti-environmentalist. They would agree to disagree on oil and energy but concentrate on the economic and physical health of America, which came to be embodied in the MAGA/MAHA coalition. The shock in both camps was high, but the urgency of the moment, and the deep desire for change in Washington, impressed upon the grassroots the need to shake off their squeamishness and get to work together. How much did Kennedy's involvement help the Trump campaign? Enormously. Was it decisive in the sweeping victory? Very likely. As a thank you for joining forces, or perhaps a quid pro quo that was nonetheless highly merited, Kennedy gained nomination to the position of Secretary of Health and Human Services, which oversees many other agencies in the realm of food, health, pharmaceuticals, and much more. The real challenge then began after Trump's victory due to a peculiar feature of the American system: cabinet picks have to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. In normal years, and with most appointees of the past never really presenting that much of a challenge to the status quo, a president's picks sail through with bipartisan support. Trump's picks would be different, particularly the Kennedy choice, since his stance on pharma and pandemic planning was well known. A choice for him would represent a repudiation of the last 5 years of policy, a prospect nearly all of Washington dreaded. In the course of events, an incredible irony emerged. In committee, and likely too in the larger Senate, the vote fell along party lines, but not in the way one would expect. This lifelong Democrat and scion of the great Democrat family was opposed by every Democrat and supported by every Republican. Not only that, but the Republican-friendly press opposed him tooth and nail. The Wall Street Journal, National Review, and the New York Post all published bitter editorials that called the nominee a crank and conspiracy theorist. Largely because of a huge push from the grassroots, and because of support from Trump, the Republicans voted for him in any case, while the Democrats simply could not and did not, despite the manner in which Kennedy in many ways represented causes long important to many people generally considered to be on the left. Thus does the expected confirmation of Kennedy, his rise and rise for fully 5 years, embody the best symbolic indication that the old partisan and ideological divides in the country that date back 75 years find themselves fully scrambled into a wholly new alliance. If you attend any events that bring together MAGA and MAHA, you know exactly what I mean. They are exciting scenes of people who have never been in the same room together, gradually discovering points of agreement and feeling very optimistic about the future. No one could have predicted such dramatic events 10 or even 5 years ago. In the larger picture, the triumph of Kennedy represents more than careful planning and clever politicking. It shows the extent to which the pandemic policy response continues to serve as the disruptive template that is shaking up conventional politics not just in the United States but all over the world, and thereby building a new philosophical and ideological alignment that will disrupt nations, states, and industries for many generations. Most exciting of all is to observe the ways in which public pressure seems to be in the driver's seat today, not just elites with large megaphones, but real people who have taken a keen interest in civic affairs like never before in our lifetimes. We see it in the emergence of Kennedy as a key figure in the Trump government, and also with Tulsi Gabbard in intelligence, Elon Musk in agency and spending reform, and Kash Patel overseeing law enforcement. These are new times. One might even call it a great reset, just not the one that anyone anticipated.